It's a tough time of year for people as the weather kind of comes down a little bit, gets a little bit cooler, the little adjustment period, but everything's going to be all right, okay? Especially since we're trying to be an outlet for you, a way to let it all out, you know? Call us up, tell us what's on your mind, what's bugging you, something that you may need, that you just need to tell us so that you don't take it out and, you know, ruin your life by doing something silly. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
Yes, I just recently left my husband.
Yes.
And I'm filing for a divorce. And every 5 minutes he calls me up whining and crying about why I'm doing this to him and everything else, you know. And I just don't know why men are such babies.
Yeah, we are. Well, what's your answer when he asks you?
Well, I just tell him, you know, if he didn't have the habits that he had, you know, then I'd probably still be around, you know. We've got three kids together. We fight all the time, and I don't want to put my kids through that, and I can't deal with the crap that he's been doing because I work full-time, and he doesn't hardly do anything, and I just couldn't handle it anymore, so I had to leave him, and I keep telling him, I'm not getting back with you. I'm divorcing you. Get over it. You're 30 years old. Move on.
This just doesn't seem to take, huh?
Yeah, he's just, yeah.
Next time he calls you, you should just answer the phone with,
that would be a good one. That Chris, would be good.
Chris uses that technique sometimes at the end of a phone call to make sure make me think that he's driving off a ravine, but I think in this case, well, he'll get the point.
Okay, thanks.
Good luck to you.
Bye.
Bye. Hey there, you got something you need to get off your chest?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
We have, my husband and I were renting a house, and then we decided to buy. Well, we're still obligated to a lease, but then we were trying to rent it out. And we found out that after we weren't living in it, but we were still renting it, had a little bit of stuff still in it, and our landlords rented it out to Riley County PD for training in the house. And don't you think that'd be a breach of contract?
That's really odd. You're still paying rent at it?
We're still paying rent at it. They have no right to, and they didn't even call us and let us know.
Well, that could be a fun lawsuit involving the police and everything, yeah.
Yeah, because they didn't even let us know, and then they just, and then when I told them that that's a breach of contract, we want out, or we're going to get a lawyer involved, he's like, oh, you're just trying to get out of your lease. Well, I'm sorry, but you cannot give a key to somebody to our house, because it's still our house.
That is odd. They won't let you out of the contract, but they're, what?
No, they won't let us out of it because we're still in the lease, but after they rented it out to somebody else, gave the key to someone else to train in that house, they said that they did nothing wrong and they didn't notify us about it, and they still saying, oh, I didn't do nothing wrong.
What are they training? How are they training in there? Do you know what they're doing or anything?
I don't know. First it was training, then it was like, oh, they were only in there for an hour. Well, it doesn't matter how long they're in. You can't just give somebody a key to our house. You're violating our rights.
Yeah, I don't think you would even need to get much of a lawyer to be able to get out of that one. Hmm. That is one of the oddest things I've ever heard.
Yep.
Well, good luck with all that. So you're still living there right now? Or
no,
not?
We're not. No, we're okay. Not living there.
You're
but
just
we're
paying
still,
rent.
Yes.
God, that is messed up.
Yep.
Yeah, you should be able to get out of that. There's got to be. I'm not a lawyer. Chris, are you a lawyer?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. He got
not after that incident.
Yeah.